Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Aren't adventurers supposed to have a specific purpose? What are you doing on this quest? Just meeting strangers?
Yep, my purpose is to have no purpose. Though, I sort of find purpose as I go.
My basket! It's missing!
I have tried many means of defense, but none have yet proven successful.
I just wish someone would succeed in getting that darn sword.
I am under attack by this ruffian!
I want to be big and strong and fight evil.
I have hope that if you show up at her door, she might listen.
Want to help me yell at them? With your sword? In a threatening manner?
Sidequesting is a fantasy podcast about avoiding the main plot. It follows Ryan, an adventurer who's willing to help just about anyone out, as long as they're not being asked to deal with that scary wizard everyone keeps talking about. Subscribe today on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, welcome back to R.L. Stein Story Club. As you all know by now, I'm Ivy, and I'm the keeper of these stories, the club leader who will introduce you to the strange, the frightening, and the unsettling Story Club world. Our stories come from R.L. Stein's secret vault, and they've never been heard before until now. And the only people who get to hear these stories are Story Club members like you. Today's story is magical and fantastical and also pretty frightening. What would you do if you found a book that could predict the future? I personally wouldn't want to know what's coming next. I like to be surprised. That won't be the case for best friends Allison and Bree, though, when they find something mystical indeed. It's R.L. Stein Story Club, and this is the Tomorrow Book.
Bree, this way. I think I found the clearing up ahead.
Ugh, Allison, can we go back? A, I don't like hiking. B, I don't like creepy forests. And C, this definitely is the wrong way.
No, it's not. Trust me, I'm really good at directions. I have like a sixth sense.
Mm-hmm. You see dead people?
I was right. Look, the lake.
Okay, we found the lake, but weren't we trying to find a way back to our bikes?
Bree, look. An old abandoned house.
Absolutely not.
What?
I already know what you're gonna say, Allie, and I'm not going in there. It's creepy looking.
Seriously?
Yes, seriously. You know how I feel about ghosts and haunted houses. I hate all horror stories. In fact, I don't know why I even agreed to come into this creepy forest with you.
It's because we're best friends.
Yeah, well, being your best friend is hard for me. You're so adventurous and brave. I'd rather be at home eating popcorn and playing a board game.
Well, we're already all the way out here, and this house is just sitting here. Come on. I promise it's not haunted.
Ugh. But this is the last time I go traipsing into the forest with you.
Yay! I think I can probably pry off the wooden boards from the door. Got it! We can both fit in through here. Come on.
The things I do for friendship.
Whoa. This place is so cool.
Cool? It's so creaky and dark in here. I can't see anything.
That's just the house settling.
That's a lie our parents tell us. Did you hear that moaning? That's not normal. Is someone whispering? What is this place?
Breathe.
Allie, I do not like this. I don't like this at all. Someone just whispered my name.
That was me.
Stop. Seriously, Allie, don't do that. Ugh, I'm gonna leave right now.
I'm sorry. Please don't go. Wait, what's this?
What?
It looks like a battered old book of some sort. But there's no name on the cover. I
have to see.
A spell book? Is this a witch's house? Don't touch it, Ellie.
Never touch anything you find in a creepy old house in the forest.
Allison, seriously, put it down. It's moldy and probably filled with worms.
Look here on the title page. It's called The Tomorrow Book.
What was that?
Wait, it says something.
I really think you should stop.
It says, tomorrow your voice will give you a new role in life.
Whoa. What's the big deal?
Don't you see? I'm up for the school musical tomorrow. This book, it says I'll get the part. This is awesome.
Allison, that's reaching. How can a dusty old book predict the future? And isn't it a little self-centered to think this book is talking just about you?
I don't know, Bree. Something tells me this book is the real deal. I feel its power. I'm gonna take it with us.
What? You can't do that. That's stealing.
No, it's not. This house has been abandoned for years. Plus, I want to see if what it says will come true.
Okay, whatever. Can we get out of here already?
Yes. Let's go home. I have to prepare for my audition. It's first thing after school.
Congratulations, Allison. You really gave that your all. I never realized your singing talent. I thought Lisa would win the part, but it's definitely yours.
Thank you so much, Miss Rogers. I knew I could be the lead role. It's like it was my destiny.
Sure. Now carry on. I must get to casting the rest of the musical.
Bye. I can't wait to tell Bree. Bree! There you are. You'll never believe it.
What?
The book predicted I would win the part, and I did.
The book didn't predict you would win the part, Allison. That's a stretch. It just said tomorrow your voice will give you a new role in life. And it wasn't even talking about you.
Yes, it was. And it was all true. This is amazing.
Congrats on the lead role, by the way.
Thanks. I'm so excited to finally be the lead. I was sick of being the background chorus girl. Take that, Lisa.
I'm sure Miss Rogers finally gave you a chance because of your singing talent, not because of the silly book.
It's not silly. Here, let's see what it says now.
You brought it here to school?
Of course. I don't ever want to be away from it. Let's see. What does it say now? Tomorrow, arrival takes a tumble.
What does that mean? It doesn't sound good.
Arrival takes a tumble?
Where's the phrase from yesterday?
It's not there anymore. In fact, all the other pages are blank, except this one.
Okay, that's weird. What's with this book? You should have never taken it from that creepy house.
I don't know. Just be careful tomorrow. I will be too. I have to go on vocal rest now. See you tomorrow.
Bye, Allison.
Hey, Bree. Has anything weird happened to you today? Anyone take a tumble?
No, not yet, but it's only lunchtime.
Odd. Maybe the book isn't magical.
Allison!
Oh no, here comes Lisa.
You stole that role from me, Allison. I'm so angry I could shove you down these stairs.
Lisa, look out!
Sorry to interrupt at such a dramatic moment, but I really needed a break. Is this book Allison and Bree found the real deal? It certainly seems that way. After all, Lisa did just take a tumble. We need to see if she's okay. Come right back.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back. We last left off right when Lisa was yelling at Allison before she slipped and started tumbling down the stairs. Does that mean the book was right? Is Lisa okay? Let's get back into the story and find out.
Ah! Lisa! That was crazy. She just completely slipped and went tumbling down the stairs.
Is she hurt? Lisa, are you okay? She isn't moving. Help! Somebody help Lisa!
What happened, Allison? How did Lisa fall down the stairs? Somebody get the nurse here now!
I don't know. She was yelling and she just slipped and fell.
It's true, Miss Rogers. She slipped all on her own.
Well, let's give her space, girls. Off you go.
The book. It was right. Lisa was my rival and she took a tumble.
That was a coincidence.
Bree, no it wasn't. The book has been right 2 days in a row.
Perhaps.
This book can make us rich and famous. If we predict the future every day, we'll be celebrities, influencers. People will pay us big money.
You really think so?
I know so.
Well, what does it say now? What's going to happen tomorrow?
You believe in it now?
Let's just see what it says.
Tomorrow, the score will be 45 to 35.
What does that mean?
Could be the final score in our basketball game against Clintonville.
How is this possible?
Let's see if the score of our game tomorrow is 45 to 35, and then we'll know for sure.
Yeah, I'll believe then.
Okay. Now I need to focus on my lines for the musical. See you later. That's it! Game over. And Bree, check it out. The score is 45 to 35. This book is going to make us so rich.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but you're right, Allison. This is amazing!
Aren't you glad I took this book from that creepy abandoned house?
Well, yeah! I didn't believe you. I couldn't, but I do now.
I'm so excited. Just think about our lives from here on out. We should buy houses across from each other with pools and water slides.
Yeah.
I wonder what it says for tomorrow.
Open it up. Let's see. What's it say? Hurry.
Sorry about tomorrow.
Sorry about tomorrow? Huh?
I don't know, but it doesn't sound good. It doesn't sound good at all.
Something bad is gonna happen? Like it did to Lisa?
I don't know. I'm terrified. I knew I shouldn't have gotten so excited.
So, what should we do?
Should I stay home from school?
Maybe.
No, but my first rehearsal.
Maybe we should just treat tomorrow like any other day, but you leave the book at home on your bookshelf so that nothing can happen to it.
I think you're right. I don't want to risk losing it somehow.
Yeah, and we'll just act like everything is fine and maybe trick the book into thinking tomorrow was a normal day.
I'm sad, Bree. I thought we could use this book to get rich and famous, but I'm realizing I don't know if we have a strong enough grasp on its power.
Yeah, maybe so. Just don't stress, Allie. It's gonna be okay.
That's not what the book says.
Well, maybe the book's wrong.
You're not scared?
I'm scared of ghosts and haunted houses, not of books.
Okay, well, I'll see you tomorrow, Bree. Hope I have nothing to be sorry about.
Me too.
Okay, book. You've been good to me so far. Don't make me regret taking you from that creepy abandoned house. I'll place you right here on my bookshelf where nothing can hurt you. So don't hurt me, please. Okay? Good night. Today it's been fine. I've just been trembling with dread all day, but nothing bad has happened. I haven't even seen Bree yet. Hope she's okay. School's out, and nothing bad happened. What a relief. Now time for rehearsal.
Hello, Allison. Are you excited for our first rehearsal? You look pale.
I'm excited. Just nervous.
Well, don't be. I picked you for a reason.
Okay. Thank you, Miss Rogers.
All right. Let's begin. Thank you, everyone. Wonderful first rehearsal. See you all tomorrow.
Still nothing has happened. Why was the book sorry? I have to hurry home and see what it says now. I'll call Bree and tell her. I don't have time to wait. Okay. Time to see what you say about tomorrow, my favorite book. Wait. Where's the book? Oh my gosh! Where's the book? How could it just disappear? I put it right here. Get out of my way, other books. It's not here. I can't believe this. Look, it's almost dinner time, and technically, nothing bad happened to me. But why did the book say sorry about tomorrow and then disappear? Mom, wait. What are you watching? Is that Bree? Turn it up.
Yes, I have a book that predicts the future. I found it while walking in the woods. It's not a joke. It really works. I'm talking to several production companies about having my own series, and I've already lined up several sponsors for my predictions.
Sorry about tomorrow? Sorry about tomorrow? Of course, the book said sorry about tomorrow. She was my best friend!
Yikes. Best friends? Not forever. Poor Allison. She led her skeptical friend into an abandoned old house and then found a powerful future-predicting book only to have that friend betray her and steal said book. Ugh, happens to the best of us. Let's just say I never would let a tomorrow-predicting book ruin any of my friendships. But this isn't about me. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of R.L. Stein Story Club. Can't wait till the next one. I bet there's lots more strange and fun stories to come. Won't you join me? Until then, Ivy out. If you enjoyed this podcast, please give us a 5-star rating and review, and be sure to tell your friends. Go, kid, go!
Do you love time machines, musicals, and jokes? Of course you do! That's why Story Pirates creator Danny Teeger made a brand new podcast called Musical Time Machine. Who says you can't have a dance party while learning about diverse trailblazers, from Abraham Lincoln and Harriet Tubman to George Washington Carver and Thomas Edison? Search for Musical Time Machine on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts to join the fun.